Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more Am I the Arsehole mixed with relationship stories too. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, that subscribe, and maybe that notification bell too. And let's crack on with today's first story. Now, today's first story comes from Internal Hope 3659, who asks, Am I the arsehole for being upset and leaving when my sister-in-law stole my pregnancy announcement? And this is a story that we covered some months back, but someone on Twitter said, Mark, did you see the updates on this one? Which, no, I didn't. So we're going to be reading them today. But I'll read the initial story first. So as always, feel free to use the timestamps down in the description and along the timeline. That's what they're there for. Let's get on with it. So I, 36 female, found out that I am pregnant. I'm overjoyed as I always have wanted a child of my own. I focused on my career and my life, and since I am single, I wasn't sure if having a baby would ever happen. I was excited to tell my family the big news. My older sister has one child, my nephew, 7 male. My brother is married, but he and his wife had made it very clear they will always be child-free. Last night we had a family dinner and I thought this would be the perfect opportunity to share the news. Since this will be my only child, I wanted to make it special and I also wanted to involve my nephew. I got a shirt that read, "This is what an awesome big cousin looks like." I slipped away with my nephew before dinner and had a special moment with him while I told him he was going to have a cousin. My nephew was very excited and put on the shirt. He put his sweater on over it and I told him he could take the sweater off whenever he wanted at dinner. In the middle of dinner, he took off the sweater and waited for someone to notice. Soon my sister jumped up and excitedly screamed when she saw the shirt. They all immediately assumed it was my sister-in-law. I wasn't hurt by them assuming this and I kind of expected it because she is married. I was hurt because my sister-in-law didn't try to correct them. She just went along with it and began to rub her flat belly while laughing. I must have looked completely hurt because my mother yelled at me to stop being rude and to congratulate them. I tried to explain that I was the one who gave my nephew the shirt. They all didn't even hear me and just continued to fawn over my sister-in-law. My brother stood frozen in shock, just asking his wife if she was serious. I got up and went home. I received multiple texts at this point from them telling me what an arsehole I am for making this about me. They said things like it wasn't my sister-in-law's fault that I was jealous. I didn't reply to anything and just cried myself to sleep. This morning, my sister-in-law must have finally let it slip that she is not pregnant. They have now all called me to apologize, saying they just got caught up in the moment. They said I shouldn't have left the dinner and that it's my fault I wasn't clear enough that I was the one who is pregnant. My mum said I could have a redo dinner so I can get it right and they were all act surprised. My sister-in-law sent me a message that said that the way I chose to announce was how she wanted to do it if she ever got pregnant. She said that since she's not ever having a child, that she just wanted to experience what that moment would be like. She also said I can have my chance at the redo dinner. I told them no and I will not be doing a redo. Every single person has now told me I am being selfish and an arsehole because I won't let them make it right. To me, there's no fixing this. I will eventually forgive them, but I don't want to do a second announcement so they feel better. Am I the arsehole? And I can't recall what I said the first time around, but reading it again, I'm just thinking, what the hell? You're surrounded by arseholes in this situation. The sister-in-law is obviously a huge one. She wanted to see what it felt like and experience this because she's going to be child-free in the future and just decided, like, on a whim, yeah, I'm going to steal this person's moment. I know I'm not pregnant, but I'm going to steal that person's moment or someone else's moment. Then your mum and whoever else is on her side about this telling you to have a redo dinner like you're some sort of child. And we're all act surprised. And I'd be super interested to know how sister-in-law's partner acted in that moment when she was rubbing her belly and, you know, pretending to be pregnant. But Classy Owl says you should have corrected her slash them more aggressively. You should have called her out and told everyone what the truth actually was. You are grown. Speak up. With that being said, your sister-in-law sounds like a huge, insensitive arsehole. Not the arsehole. A deleted user says, not the arsehole. You did stand up for yourself and they ignored you and didn't give you a minute to clear things up. Your sister-in-law also purposely stole your thunder. Mrs. T90 says, not the arsehole, you know who is. Let me make a list. Your mum, first and foremost. Have a second dinner and them all act surprised. What the fuck, are you five? Your sister-in-law, she just wanted to bask in the moment. If she wanted this moment for herself, then have her own fucking kids. Your bro for not immediately calling his wife out in front of the rest of the family to clarify if it's real. And every other person there who said anything to you in any way to make you feel like an asshole, because you're 100% justified. I'm sorry you had a shitty announcement. I'm so glad you had a really sweet moment with your nephew first though. Hope those assholes get better. Meow Trash says, not the asshole. To be honest, I feel like sometimes taking a step back from the situation is best. So I get why you left. Also, her reason behind letting people believe her is self-centered, and it sounds like she barely apologized. Congrats on your pregnancy. DC Girl says, first, congratulations. Second, I find it very telling that your mum suggested a redo so you could get it right. She clearly thinks that she didn't do anything wrong. I wouldn't go along with any sort of redo. And then I think long and hard about how involved you want your family to be in your pregnancy going forward. Is your sister-in-law going to do something like this at your baby shower? And one more from Phantom Bowser, who says, not the arsehole. Your sister-in-law knew by pretending it was her announcement that she was taking the announcement from someone else. Besides being odd, it is cruel and selfish in my opinion. You are not in the wrong for feeling hurt. I'm sorry she took your moment. So the first update came 3 to 4 months later and it said, this is an update to my previous Am I the Arsehole post about my sister-in-law stealing my pregnancy announcement. I've had many people messaging me asking for an update, so I thought I'd post one here, seemed like a fitting place. It has been 4 months since my last post and it has been a wild ride. I'm now almost 7 months pregnant and expecting a baby girl. After everything happened, I tried going low contact with my family. I didn't want to deal with their drama and chose to instead focus on my pregnancy. That didn't last long because my brother showed up at my door a few days after the dinner with a suitcase. He needed some time to work things out and I was happy to give him a place to stay while he did. My sister-in-law and other family members began calling both of us non-stop during this time. They were begging my brother to talk to his wife. Eventually she convinced him that it was all a joke that just went horribly wrong. I knew this was total bullshit and that she was lying. My brother seemed so lost and broken without her though. He went back home after staying with me for only a short time. Before he left, I talked to him and told him everything and told him all my concerns. He said that he loves his wife and this was just a misunderstanding. He told me I was cruel for holding a joke gone wrong against her and that we both need to get over it. I couldn't force him to listen to reason, so I just let him go. After he left, I went back on low contact with most of my family and have been much happier since. I realized after reading the comments on my previous post exactly how toxic my family is. I decided to focus on the people in my life that were truly there to support me and my baby. My parents keep trying to contact me, but it has become less frequent lately. Yesterday I received news that many of you had predicted. My sister-in-law is now pregnant. I found out when I received an invitation to her upcoming gender reveal Zoom party in my email. I haven't responded yet and I haven't heard any news from any family other than the invitation. I'm torn between laughing hysterically and crying for my brother. I truly don't know what to think. But again, we do have more updates in this one. And there's a moment where you said in this one, after he left, I went back on low contact with most of my family and I've been much happier since. And I think that is what OP really needs to focus on in these moments. You know, fuck her upcoming gender reveal Zoom party. Why would you want to attend that after what she did to you and the way that you're still being treated now? Sometimes, you know, just living your best life, enjoying yourself is, you know, the best revenge in some ways. So the next update came a month later, which said, my brother and sister-in-law's gender reveal Zoom party took place today. for the last few weeks I had been debating on if I should attend or not. I've been doing well with being no contact with most of my family, but I couldn't seem to let go of that feeling that I was being selfish and not supportive of my brother. So I decided to reach out and talk. I think I decided this mainly out of curiosity, but also loneliness. It's hard being pregnant, alone, and stuck in lockdown. I reached out to them online. My brother and his wife are definitely pregnant. They started to try shortly after he returned home from staying with me. My sister-in-law told me that my brother changed his mind about having children after a long talk they had about their future. I personally think there is more to this story, but I don't have all the details on this yet. They did tell me that they were sorry about what happened with my pregnancy announcement. My brother asked me if we would all just move forward and if I would come to their gender reveal. I agreed and decided to let it go. I also started to speak with my parents again. My parents did not apologize for their part in what happened at my pregnancy announcement. They didn't even really acknowledge that anything had happened between us at all. They didn't ask me much about my pregnancy or my baby. They have only been interested enough to ask two questions. They asked what my child's last name will be since I'm a single mother and what the gender is. I told them I will not be sharing the gender of my baby until the birth. Today was the gender reveal Zoom party. We're instructed to wear blue or pink depending on what we thought the gender would be. I chose to wear pink since the only dress I own that fits me right now happens to be pink. As all the attendees logged onto the Zoom call, everything seemed to be going rather well. My parents were in head to toe blue and said it was because they're excited my brother is finally carrying on the family name. My sister-in-law and brother were dressed in opposite in all pink. Everyone seemed happy and ready to celebrate. My sister-in-law had chosen to pop a large balloon filled with confetti that will reveal the gender. She popped the balloon and out came a cloud of blue confetti. My parents began to cry and cheer at the announcement. My brother and everyone else was smiling and clapping. My sister-in-law, on the other hand, was not. The next few moments were filled with all of the guests saying their congratulations. My sister-in-law stayed perfectly silent throughout all of it. She seemed somewhat emotionless until I piped up to say my congratulations. I'd said to them both, "Congratulations on your little boy. His cousin can't wait to meet him." My sister-in-law went insane. She began screaming that I was trying to steal the spotlight away from her by mentioning my baby. She said that I was being jealous and petty over my birth announcement disaster. She then asked me, "What are you fucking having anyway?" She demanded to know the gender of my baby and began asking if it's a girl. She then said I must be having a girl since I'm wearing a pink dress. My parents and other family members did little to stop my sister-in-law's meltdown. I chose not to fight with her or try to reason with her. I just exited the call and let it go. I don't know what my sister-in-law's problem is or why she is behaving this way. I don't care and I'm not going to let things like this bother me anymore. It was a bad idea to break no contact.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Contact. Next update comes a couple of months later. I've posted here a few times before. I apologize for this rant, but I need to get it off my chest. I wish I could say that things have calmed down since my last post. Unfortunately, my sister-in-law's drama just seems to progressively get worse. My sister-in-law found out that I'm expecting a girl about 2 weeks ago. She found the gender by logging into my Amazon account with my permission and looked through my private lists. I'd given my brother the login information from my Prime account so that he could watch a show he wanted to see. I had not expected her to log in the main account and view my private wish list slash past orders. I was extremely hurt and devastated that she went this far. She took another special moment from me because she went ahead and told the rest of my family the gender. She seems proud of herself for doing this and thinks she is justified because I was keeping secrets. She actually thinks that this is a funny story and blames pregnancy brain for any of her poor behavior. I finally snapped and told her what she did was appalling and deeply troubling. I told her that she has ruined every major moment in my pregnancy and that I cannot believe that she is proud of it. I told her she should be ashamed of herself and I am embarrassed for her. I told her at this point I won't be allowing my daughter calling her aunt because she doesn't deserve it. She had a meltdown after this and accused me of trying to get her to miscarry. She says this kind of thing a lot. My brother and other family members tried to jump in to defend her, but I made it clear that I will remove them from my life as well if they continue to defend her. They have since shut their mouths and began to agree with me. My sister-in-law gave me a half-hearted apology and said that we need to make up for the sake of the kids. I do want to be a part of my new baby nephew's life, so I do feel a bit stuck in the situation. I agreed to let it go and try to move on. I made it clear to her and everyone else that they are on very thin ice. Since everyone now knows that I am having a girl, I refuse to tell anyone the name that I intend to give my daughter. That part for me to announce when I have my child. I haven't even really written it down because I fear someone will find out. My sister-in-law has asked me many times, but I just tell her that I haven't decided yet. This last week, she started sending me girls' names that she is calling dibs on. I reminded her that she is having a baby boy, but she seems to be in denial about the fact. She likes to say that we won't really know the genders for certain until the babies are born. Most of the names are ones I have no interest in, as we have very different styles. She sends me about 4 to 5 names off her list each day. I generally just ignore her, but yesterday she sent the name that I will be naming my daughter. The name is my late great grandmother's name, and I've wanted to use the name since I was a teenager. I won't be changing my mind about naming my daughter this name. I will be announcing it once she is born. I don't care if this starts a war, as this is the hill that I am willing to die on. I know this is just going to cause an issue when I share a name. At least I have time to prepare for a meltdown this time. I want to be part of my brother and nephew's lives, but I'm starting to see that it's just not worth it. A couple months later, my little girl is finally here and doing very well. She is so beautiful and is more amazing than anything that I could have ever imagined. She is a handful already, but I'm loving every second of it. You will all be happy to know that I did not allow my sister-in-law to bully me into picking another name. My daughter is named after my great-grandmother and it fits her perfectly. I announced my daughter's birth and her name in a message to my family while I was in the hospital. My sister-in-law wasn't happy about my name choice. She was even angrier when she heard the nickname I chose for my daughter. It's a shortened version of her name that was also listed on sister-in-law's dibs list. She posted on social media about my daughter's birth and in the announcement she referred to my baby by a different name. She says it's her own special nickname for my daughter. Think something like if her name was Grace, she decided to nickname her something like Jilly or Gilly. It's very weird and doesn't even resemble my child's name at all. I told her immediately to stop and to call my daughter by a proper name or the nickname that I chose. I knew she was only doing it to bother me and that getting upset would just encourage her more. She stopped for a short time but never removed her social media post. I had my family over to meet the baby a week after I came home from the hospital. That's when sister-in-law started up with her games again. She purchased a bear for my daughter with Gilly or Jilly embroidered across it. After opening that stupid bear, my family members laughed and told me to stop being so controlling. They told me to get over it and that sister-in-law's nickname is cute. They too started to use the Gilly or Jilly name. I felt like I couldn't even name my own baby and they thought I should just be okay with it. I realized that none of them were going to change how they treat me. I saw that what I was allowing to happen was just as bad as what they were doing. I was allowing myself to be belittled, hurt, and used time and time again. The family members who did nothing are just as bad in my opinion, because they've never even tried to defend me. I've put up with a lot from my family in the past. I've had to get over so many past issues and pain because I pushed past it in the name of family. Now this was all happening again, but this time it was in front of my daughter. What if they started treating my daughter the same way when she is older? I threw the bear in the garbage in front of them and told them all to leave my house. They are all just as bad as sister-in-law in my opinion. I couldn't bring myself to yell or scream, but I stood firm. I removed my daughter from my mother's arms and showed them all the door. There was a lot of name calling, but I stood my ground. I'm done. I haven't spoken to them since. They haven't even tried to contact me. and tend to write a letter or something to them to say everything I feel. I feel like I need that closure. I intend to go no contact with all of them from now on. I have spoken to my boss and there's an opportunity for me to move out east to work in a new branch of the company. I intend to accept the new role and move during my mat leave, my maternity leave. My plans are not final yet, but I believe that a fresh start in a new place could be just the thing I need. I need to do what is best for myself and my daughter. Regardless of family or anything, I am extremely happy right now. My daughter is the greatest little baby imaginable. I'm so overjoyed to be a mother. Thank you to everyone for all the help and support I have received on here. I'm extremely grateful for all the advice and kindness that I received, but I hope that I never have the need to post on here in the future. Thank you for everyone, and I wish you all the best. And there is one more update, and I've got to tell you up front, this is a sad update where it mentions premature birth and sister-in-law leaving. So if you think this part of the story isn't for you, you know, please skip it. That's what the timestamps are there for. Look after your mental health. That's most important. So it says, I was hoping that the last time I posted on here would be my final time, but sadly, I'm back here again, looking for advice again. Recently, my brother was able to get in contact with me by calling from a different phone. He said my sister-in-law had experienced some serious complications and was forced to deliver earlier than expected. My nephew is experiencing some health issues due to being premature and some other concerns. He is currently in the NICU at the hospital. My sister-in-law left my brother shortly after the birth of my nephew. She never returned home after being released from the hospital. My brother tells me my sister-in-law said she didn't want to be my nephew's mother, and this was all too much for her. He has not heard from her since. My brother is now calling me and begging for help. My other family members are supporting, but not actually helping him in any way that matters. They all seem to think it's a wonderful idea that I just take the baby since I am already on maternity leave. I really do not even know how to process all this or how they can even ask this of me after everything that happened. I'm torn between unimaginable anger, but also concern for my nephew. I'm sorry to break down on here, but I'm scared and I don't know what to do. And there was a couple of comments which OP was given some little bit of additional information after that. So OP said in one comment, my brother sent me over some pictures of my nephew, but I haven't been able to bring myself to look at them. I know it makes things even harder. My daughter has to be my number one priority, but I can't help but feel like I'm obligated to do more or to take him. A commenter suggested that OP do take the child, and OP replied saying, I would not even consider it unless I had full custody. They would have to find my sister-in-law and have her sign over her rights to even think about the possibility. My move out east is still a strong possibility. I could afford to take care of two children, but there's just so much else to consider. This sounds awful for me to say, but I believe my brother will be a terrible parent. I really am afraid for my nephew. Someone sort of said, you know, you can feel sorry for your nephew, but it is your brother's concern. And basically saying, you know, the family was completely rude to you and now they want you to step up. And OP replied saying, my brother gave me a message from my mother. She said she was sorry for the way she treated me, but didn't want to upset sister-in-law because she was pregnant. But I was pregnant as well, so I don't understand why it was okay to treat me poorly just for her sake. I can't help feeling that I need to do something though. My brother never wanted to be a father, and I worry that the baby will have a very hard life if I don't step up. And then goes on further to say, I don't know if my brother will end up putting him up for adoption. My parents would most likely take him if I do not. That's another worry since I know how I was raised. And that was the final comments from OP. And, you know, OP's heart is just truly in the right place, thinking about that child and what their future might be like if those were the parents, if there's the brother or whatever. But also, I think they really need to consider about, you know, their own child being the priority. I mean, we've got a whole family here and a nephew. And I know OP's heart is in the right place. They're concerned about their welfare, etc. But raising one child is an expensive enough process too. How will it pan out for OP? Obviously, I don't know the ins and outs of their finances or all that sort of stuff. And you never know, even, you know, she was to adopt nephew like permanently or whatever, just say we went down that road. Is sister-in-law going to come back into it one day and more drama in OP's life? It's just like constant, isn't it? But what do you guys make of this one? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Now, just a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. Your love, support, and time always means the absolute world to me. So thank you so much for what you do. It truly does mean the world. So thank you. And hopefully, I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love. Wake up, get up, stretch my legs, eat some breakfast, milk and eggs, brush my teeth up, wash my face, throw my clothes on, start my day. Wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Let's go, see the sun shining from the windows. Okay, I know that today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.